I want to read an email that I received. It was sad to hear Donald Sterling and Cliven Bundy make insensitive and racist statements about African Americans. I focus psychologically on the tremendous public opinion outrage against these living dinosaurs with views from far worse times. Hopefully these men have views that will die with their generation. Hate, evil, racism, and bigotry will always exist in some human beings. It is sadly a part of the makeup of flaws in human natures. While no one is close to perfect, if we aim to do our best and tame our potential bad angels, then we do the world then the world will be better for us and our future descendants. The golden rule needs to be our motivation in interactions with others is do unto others as you would have to do unto you. This is written from Dr. John Braccio, who, of course, is the director of Regional Psychological Services. We're going to talk about this this morning on Speaking Psychological, the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320WILS, 1320WILS.com. Dr. Braccio, whenever racism comes up, it always really puts a burr in my saddle, as I am a mixed-race person who went to a mixed-race high school, so I've been around that type of environment my whole life, so... When I read things by people like you who are reacting to people like Donald Sterling, it gives me great comfort. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, Tony. And that's my statement. There was really to you, and in terms of, you know, what we're talking about now, and from the heart, I feel that everybody has the potential for evil. Everybody has the potential for good. And when you see statements that are just so out of line. With certainly what would be appropriate statements, appropriate behavior, it is really sad to see. But there is a positive, a silver lining, if you will. It's been the reaction of people. I've been very happy to see people react raucously and very directly just saying this is really inappropriate. We just really don't need that. And I made the comment, these are both older gentlemen, not that I can be talking about age, but anyway, one is 80, one is almost 70. And hopefully those are views that over time just gradually are going to go out with them. Being aware, there's always going to be a dark, sinister side to human nature. That's the part of the human being that people have to be working on in terms of the bad angels. And even if you try to be your best, you're still going to have days that you don't live up to your best standards. But I think if your goal is to try to be a good person, try to do the right thing, and in the case of the golden rule, which I still think is the best standard, if you do unto others as you would have them do unto you, if everyone did that, we'd have a much better world.
It's interesting that this racism goes beyond this. If you look what's happening in the world over in the Ukraine, when those flyers were given to Jews coming out of the synagogue that they needed to register. It takes us back to the days of World War II, yes. but hatred and prejudice has been back, has been with us since forever.
Well, that is really true, Tony. And actually, I really think Americans really, we work pretty hard on this, you know, crossing different language groups. You know, my wife's Cuban. I've certainly spent a lot of time in Spain, a lot of time in Mexico. She had worked with countless people from many backgrounds. It's amazing in a positive way how many people see America as a place where we work on it. We talk about it, even if we don't feel we talk about it enough, but where we try to mold, merge, and work with different peoples. And it's been a remarkable success. However, as soon as you want to rest on your laurels, all of a sudden things like this happen. And it just reinforces the need to never give up, to always be pushing that all people treat people respectfully and really work at being the best they can. And again, the good angels in us. When we're with people, we want to try to be fair. We want to try to be understanding. We certainly want to be around people that, you know, live up to goals and things we think are important. But we want to make sure that we make an attempt to do this not based on a color, based on a look, based on a this, based on that, but based on what is the quality of the person? Really, I think Martin Luther King, you know, judging a person by their character and not their color. And this works both ways. I mean, you certainly have, you can have African Americans that are this way. You can have Asians. You can have your Hispanics. You can have whites. You can have anybody who has bad feelings or unfair. The key is for all human beings, all of us, to try to be fair, try to do the best we can for others. If we do that, we're going to get ahead as a whole, as a nation. And I think we do work at that. It's just as you get these dinosaurs and you get people that just are completely out of line. And I think that really, if you really, you know, you look at this Sterling person, this is a person who's in the NBA. He has a team that is predominantly almost all black. He has a coach who's also African-American, and here he is out making these kinds of comments. It's actually, that is really shocking. Now, Bundy's kind of this farmer out in the middle of nowhere. Now, I'm not trying to say that that's less grievous, but on the other hand, the one just seems so overwhelming that he could be in that situation.
How do you get someone past that type of hatred, and especially someone who's, you know, at the end of his walk, if you will?
Well, I think I believe anybody can change. I'd like to know, really, have him really try to explain himself. And sometimes when you explain yourself, you have to explain some pretty bad, dark things, okay? I think that that would be the best thing for him to do, to come out and explain and really just really apologize and just really kind of go into it. I think anybody can change. I don't care what age you are. He's 80. He's a billionaire, as an example. But on the other hand, I'd be curious to see what he does. He's Jewish. I mean, you know, he's kind of an interesting kind of mix of a person. And the girl that he's been with is mixed. You know, she's black. She's you know, she's Latina, so he's just, you know, he's kind of a throwback. There are a lot of negative things. There may be good things to him, but the main thing is I think he's got to come out and really say what he was thinking. I believe he certainly has to come forward and apologize, and then the record was going to show for the rest of his life, long as it may be, what's he going to do about this, is he really going to become a changed person, or is he basically going to just recede into his billions of dollars and do his thing, probably without the Los Angeles Clippers?
You think he can change, or just from what you've seen of him, will he change?
Well, if I can, I don't know enough about him, but apparently he has a history of having problems with people, and some of them racial, some of them socioeconomic, in terms of housing, at least from what I've been able to read, some of the lawsuits. Even Elgin Baylor had a lawsuit against him, which he didn't win, but had to do on racial discrimination. So there appears to be a history here. I believe anybody can change. The question is, when you are worth what he's worth, when he's at his age, when he basically kind of has done and does anything he wants, the question is, will he want redemption? Will he want to be willing to admit what he has done, very offensive to a lot of people, and that recognizing he's made a lot of his money off, if you will, black players that have played on you know, his team. He really owes African-Americans a lot. You can say they owe him in terms of opportunities, but on the one hand, the way you treat your employees and the people you encounter in life really, it says a lot about you. And the saying about beware of how you behave on the way up, because you're going to see how you're treated on the way down. Well, he's clearly on the way down. So the main thing now is, what will he do? I believe he can change. Will he change? Will he be sincere? Those are things we won't know. And only a just God is the one who would take a look at that, I believe, and really know for sure.
We've been talking with Dr. John Brancio, who's the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Brancio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Brancio, thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend.